You will hear a telephone conversation about a car insurance claim. You have 30 seconds to look at questions 1 to 5.
Good afternoon. Watto Insurance. This is Janet speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, hello. I would like to make a claim on my car insurance, please.
Certainly, sir. First of all, I'd like to inform you that all of our calls are recorded for monitoring and training purposes. Is that okay?
That's okay.
Could you please tell me your full name?
Sure. It's Mr. Bennett Fisher.
Okay. Sorry, how do you spell your surname?
It's spelled F-I-S-C-H-E-R.
Great, thank you. I see that you have taken out third-party fire and theft premium with us on a 2013 light blue Volkswagen Passat. Is that okay?
Yes, well, almost. The colour is not light blue, it's light green.
Okay, thank you for updating your information with us. What is the nature of your claim with us today?
Last weekend, I had driven up to York on business and left my car in a monitored car park. However, it was only monitored until 8 p.m, and I did not return to collect it until 9:30 p.m, after which no car park staff were present. When I arrived at the car park, my car wasn't there. It must have been stolen.
I see. Were there any valuable items left in your car which could have been seen from outside?
Well, I had recently bought quite an expensive radio for my car, but the front panel is detachable, and I always stow it in my glove compartment. So, no, there wouldn't have been anything valuable on display.
Okay, Mr. Fisher. Thank you for that information. I'm going to send you some forms through the mail for you to fill in. Before I can do that, I need to ask you a couple more questions. Is that okay?
Of course.
You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 6 to 10.
Thanks, Mr. Fisher. First of all, could you let me know your policy number, please?
Of course. I have it right here. It's G34C245.
G34C245. Thanks. And the type of claim? Shall we say stolen car?
Yes, the car was definitely stolen. I reported it to the police immediately. I actually have the report number here, if that's of any use.
No, not right now. But keep hold of that, as we will need to see a copy of the police report eventually. Which police station did you report the offence at?
York Police Station.
Was it your first time in York?
No, but it was the first time I'd driven there. I usually take the train.
Were you aware that the car park was only manned until 8 p.m?
No, I was not aware of that.
Were there any signs put up on the premises that informed car owners of the risks of leaving their cars after normal operating hours?
Yes, but they said the car park was going to be guarded until 10 p.m, at which point the entrance is barred so no cars can come in or out.
Was any reason given for that sudden change?
The police informed me that the staff on duty that night had left on an urgent call. I believe it was something about a family member being admitted to hospital.
Were there any personal items left in your car?
Yes. First of all, there was the car radio I mentioned before.
Oh, yes, of course. Anything else?
Just some CDs and an old jacket.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Fisher. I have everything I need for now and will send these forms out to you shortly. When you get them, please fill them out with as much information as you can, and where possible, include copies of any relevant documents to support your claim, such as police reports and registration details. Once you have returned that to us, we can then start to assess whether you will be eligible to receive compensation. Do you have any further questions for me today?
No, that's all. Thanks for your help.